Loretta was born at Mary Fletcher Hospital in Burlington. When she was a kid growing up in South Burlington, her mother used to go and do picnics at the far end of the airport runway before it was expanded. So that's the kind of thing, you know, when you can go have a picnic and look at Mount Mansfield and nobody gives you any trouble. And we've lived here on Mills Avenue since 1976. What's that, 42 years? Yeah. It was going to be a starter house, but we like it so much, we've just lived here. We've put an addition on, and we're here for the long haul. The old guy that lived across the street, you know, was probably the first time I ever heard of buyout. And I can't give you a year on that, but it was back a ways. And in those houses across from Gino's were the first houses to go. Basically, their backyard was where the parking garage is now.
Our babysitters lived there.
Yeah.
One of our best ever babysitters.
Yeah. Now they're eating into the neighborhood, you know, pretty substantially. Three houses down on Patrick and Elizabeth Street, and all along Maryland Street and Delaware Street and around the corner. It's really changed the nature of it, the geography of it. You know, you ride your bike around now and it's great big open spaces where there used to be houses and people.
When we moved here, people were building additions onto their houses. So the neighborhood was growing. Additions so that, you know, more bedrooms for more kids and that kind of stuff. So it's gone from growing to now
shriveling. Yeah.
One of the things I recall is people were uncertain, you know, what's going to happen next,
right?
You know, when is the airport going to contact us? Is the airport going to contact us?
Yeah,
and
they weren't very open about it.
No, not at all. It was unpredictable. It provoked a lot of anxiety because, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen next.
When the F-35 comes, the map is going to change because it is much louder. I'm more upset about losing neighborhood than I am about the noise. It's bothersome to me, but to make a bigger part of this neighborhood uninhabitable would be a shame. It's a nice little neighborhood.